Good afternoon. I'm Mike. I'm good. After a long battle, about a 4 or 5 month battle, actually, we've decided on making Trevor Siemian our quarterback. That being said, you know, both guys competed hard. You know, both guys wanted the job. I was pleased with both guys, but overall, the operation of the entire offense, decision-making, ball placement was more consistent with Trevor. That's why he won the job. I met with those guys this morning. They understood that. We just finished our team meeting, so everyone's on the same page. You know, we're all going to support Pax moving forward. He's a young player. He's got a bright future still. And in my opinion, you know, we have two quarterbacks. You know, most teams can't say that, and I truly believe that we do have two guys. You know, so whoever would have played, I would have felt comfortable with, but Trevor was more consistent with what we asked those guys to do as a starting quarterback. Questions?
Aside from injury, is there any other set of circumstances that would take Trevor out of that role this year?
No. You know, it's a huge deal to name a starter at any position. So it's a permanent decision. Now, obviously, outside of injury, that's different. But as far as Trevor being our guy, he's our guy. You know, that's why, you know, time was not a issue. It was just getting it right so we're not backpedaling in 2 weeks. So Trevor is the guy.
Vance, when training camp started, John Elway said, when you make your decision, he said, I believe there will be a clear-cut winner.
Yes.
Was Siemian the clear-cut winner?
Yes. Yes, he was. You know, when you watch, you know, all of the game tape from the last 2 weeks and the training camp and OTAs, you know, it was a full evaluation. He was the clear-cut winner. You know, that being said, I mean, Trevor had a chance to be an NFL starter, you know, for a whole year and to face NFL defenses, and Paxton has not had that chance. You know, so he had a up as far as the experience part. So, yeah, I mean, it was separation.
Vance, how did both Trevor and Paxton taste the news?
Well, Trevor was obviously excited. I mean, that's a huge deal for him, you know, being a seven-round pick and being an NFL starter. You know, and winning the job 2 weeks and two years in a row, that's a tough deal. You know, and Paxton disappointed, but he understood he's going to support Trevor. And moving forward, he knows that he's one play from playing. So, you know, he can't lose his enthusiasm to, you know, keep getting better as a quarterback. You know, and that's a big deal for him. Just keep his focus and you know, be a good teammate and keep working.
When did you make the decision? Was there a meeting with other people in the front office, whether it was John or the other coaches?
Absolutely. It was our decision. It wasn't solely mine. With John, Matt Russell, Mike, Billy Muss, you know, so it was our decision.
Vance, this offense was supposed to play better to Paxton's strengths.
Sure.
So what's holding him back?
What's holding him back is probably experience. You know, it's tough to play quarterback in this league. You know, a lot goes into it, and it's not simply about how tall you are or your arm strength, you know, how fast you run. It's different factors that go into being an NFL quarterback. As far as the system, you know, Mike built the system for both guys. You know, so it wasn't built for Paxton. It was built for the quarterback. You know, so what's holding him back is probably experience.
What do you want to see from Trevor now that he's the guy in terms of kind of taking the reins, being in charge? I mean, mm-hmm. What's now the next step for him?
Well, as far as taking the reins, I want Trevor to be himself. You know, I mean, he's a bright guy. He's focused. You know, Trevor gets no credit for being a guy with a great arm. I mean, he's got a great arm, you know, and that's never been talked about, you know, as far as Trevor's arm talent, but he's got a great arm. Just be yourself, Trevor. You know, use your weapons, you know, be a leader and play good football for us. Just be Trevor. That's all we want.
Was there a point where, was it close, and then was there a point for you where it really broke off? You said there was a divide you were going to call out.
Yeah. It was close, in my opinion, probably mid-camp, you know, when Paxton was making, huge strides, fast. But I said the games were going to be, you know, an important piece, and the games were, and in my opinion, Trevor played better than Paxton in the actual games.
How can Paxton continue to develop without playing that, without getting that playing experience?
Well, that's on the coaches, and that's doing practice, and that's, you know, that's doing the shape of the week, you know, and it's tough, you know, when you're a backup to game experience, you can't because you're the backup player. But as far as how we coach him, you know, that won't change. And as far as his reps in practice, that won't change. So the more he plays, the better he will be as a quarterback.
When a team takes a guy in the first round, I think it's safe to say there's an expectation the guy's going to play pretty quickly. From an organizational standpoint,
right,
is it somewhat disappointing that your first round pick has now lost the job 2 years in a row?
I would say no, because it's a performance based business, not potential. You know, and you know, we're playing Green Bay this week, and Aaron Rodgers didn't play for a long time. Now, it's behind, you know, Favre, a real guy like that. But still, you know, I don't believe that. You know, I don't believe that. I mean, he's a guy with rare talent. You know, and with time, you know, he will be a good quarterback. But right now, I think Trevor's the best guy for our team. You know, now if he played this year in week 6 or 7, it could be different. But at this moment right now, Trevor's the best guy for our team moving forward.
How important was it to make this decision before Saturday's game so that mm-hmm. everybody on the team knows going into that third preseason game?
It was important, you know. And again, it was separation. So it was time to make the decision for everyone, you know, for those two guys and for the team and for the coaches. So yeah, I mean, it was definitely important. Your third game in preseason is the game that you use as a gauge for your in-season game planning. So, absolutely, it was important to make it now, if it was clear, and it was.
And just to clarify, when was the official decision made?
Today.
Today.
Yeah.
Coach, is there any concern about Paxton checking out? Do you have a plan for him to stay out?
No. He's going to be fine. He has great teammates. You know, Trevor and Paxton are really close. You know, they're buddies. So I don't foresee him checking out. You know, we have great coaches on his staff, and to keep him involved, you know, won't be hard. Again, he's one play from playing again. I mean, every guy on our team who's a backup who battled for a job, it's disappointing. Absolutely it is. But you're one play from being back into action. And when he plays again, okay, it's going to be obviously important. So who knows when he plays, but when he does, it's going to be critical. He plays well.
Is Paxton in a backup battle with Slaughter?
He is not.
Vance, how did the team react? You talked about how Paxton and Trevor reacted. How did the team react?
The team was okay. You know, obviously, they knew it was going to come down, you know, eventually. You know, so they prepared for it. And, you know, and watching the reactions in the room, it wasn't a wild surprise kind of. It was kind of, okay, Trevor's the guy. You know, we're going to support Trevor and Pax and move forward.
When you made the decision, was there a lot of discussion amongst the group, or was it pretty obvious to everyone, Simeon's the guy?
It was discussion because, you know, obviously it was a 4 to 5 month evaluation. And when you watch Paxton's physical traits, you know, I mean, they're fun to watch. So for a coach, they have a 6'5" guy with a big arm who can run zone read and scramble, and that's exciting for us, you know. So it was close.
So what is the plan for the third preseason game? Is it Trevor will play the first half?
Trevor will play the first half, and the second half would be all Paxton probably.
Vince, when Paxton was drafted, the consensus among scouts was that, you know, he's a project, be 2 to 3 years, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's right where he should be on his developmental work?
I can't say, you know, I can't say that, but, you know, he is a guy that's, again, has rare talent, and he works at it. He does work at it, you know, and some guys need more time. I mean, he's a young player, you know, so in a year or two, I mean, he may be ready to take over the reins, but right now he's not. But, you know, that's hard to answer. Hard to answer.
Trevor to blossom now that this competition's over. He's won the job, 2 different coaching mm-hmm. staffs, 2 different playbooks, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Trevor gets no credit again for his arm talent. You know, he won 9 games last year and, you know, probably could have won, you know, 10 or 11. So I'm excited about Trevor protecting him more, you know, than we did last year, running the football better, you know, and continue to play great defense. You know, I think he fits the bill for us.
Can a coach ever
make a decision other than, especially at quarterback, who gives you the best chance to win the next game?
You can't. It's all about performance, not potential. And Trevor is ready to lead our football team. You know, we've got, you know, two receivers that are, you know, all pro caliber. We've got a great backfield. We fixed the offensive line. So we need a guy who can operate, you know, at a high level all the time.
In your mind, do you think Trevor doesn't get the credit because he is a seven-round pick?
Absolutely. Absolutely, he does not get the credit. But you watch Trevor play the position, and I've talked to numerous NFL coaches, and it's all the same. He's a pretty good quarterback in this league.
Is your number three quarterback in the building right now, do you think, likely to be in your building in light of Chad Kelly being hurt and
Slugger,
you know?
Well, we're going to carry only two on the roster. So the third guy is in the building right now. I think it's Kyle. Hopefully it's Kyle.
Any other decisions on the line yet regarding this week? Regarding
Garrett Bowles is going to be the left tackle for sure. I mean, he's won that job. But the left guard is still open between Max Garcia and Barber. You know, so those guys will split time this week in the first half and probably some in the third quarter.
Anything else for the coach? And it's not you're not thinking of moving Leary?
We're not. Nope. He's played really well at right, so he'll be right for right now.
Vance, did you meet with both quarterbacks and give them the word personally, and how did they react?
I did. You know, Trevor, again, excited. Paxton, disappointed. But they were both in good spirits. You know, Paxton's happy for Trevor. You know, Trevor's got to support Paxton. So, again, they're both – they're two good guys, you know, and it's hard. You know, I've been there before, and that's difficult when you work, and don't win the job. It's disappointing.
Did you find during the preseason games and going forward – will there be a difference in the way you call plays depending on who the quarterback is?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, but you know, every game plan is going to be different. But I would say so because you know Paxton and Trevor's strengths are so different. You know, so you know what Trevor's good at, Paxton wasn't as good at. You know, and obviously Paxton being a move guy with boots and zone read stuff, that's not Trevor's deal. So absolutely, it's going to be different game plans per opponent and per player.
Was characterized as a fairly conservative quarterback last year, akin to his nature, if you will. Do you see that happening again this year, or do you think you might open things up a little bit more?
I don't see that at all. You know, and watching him last year, I didn't see that. It's different offense last year. It was more of a West Coast offense. It was more of a touchdown, checkdown offense, and more of a power run game, you know, a zone run game. So, you know, this deal's different. It's more one back. It's more spread stuff. So naturally, he's going to be more aggressive because of the play calls.
Do you have a plan for how much Jamal Charles will play?
Jamal's going to play a lot this week. I'm not sure how much. A lot.
Will he play next week? Pat?
Probably not. Probably not. It's going to be Jamal's shot to go do his thing. He knows it. He's ready.
Will practices reflect the decision with Trevor, meaning he'll get more reps? It's game just like regular.
Trevor.
Season. Trevor. Yeah.
He's a starter. He goes with the ones. Paxton goes with the twos.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.